A self-portrait by the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo sold for a record amount this week. The painting, titled Diego and I, was bought at Sotheby's for nearly $35 million. That is a record for an artist from Latin America. Robin Greeley, professor of art history at the University of Connecticut, is here to discuss this with us. And Robin, great to have you.
Thank you so much.
So maybe we can first talk about the woman. This is a self-portrait of Frida Kahlo. Many of us know she had a tumultuous relationship with Mexican muralist Diego Rivera. Now her work has outsold his. What should we know about her?
Well, Frida Kahlo is one of the most important artists of Latin America today. And what's so interesting about her is her relationship not only to Diego Rivera and to the whole question of women in Mexico and in Latin America, but also that she was born and came of age as a woman and an artist during the Mexican Revolution. And her work really speaks to the real entry of Mexico into modernity after that tumultuous revolution. So I think what's important about Kahlo is to think about that context and to expand out of her relationship with her husband to thinking about her larger role in Mexico at that time, and also in Latin America and its relationship to a whole global politics.
Let's talk about this self-portrait. It is a somber one with an inset image of Diego Rivera on her forehead and three tears from her eye. I imagine going to her physical, her psychological pain in her life and in her relationship with Diego Rivera. What do you see in this painting?
Well, this is a really amazing portrait. It's one of her, as you know, many self-portraits, many of which do deal with her relationship with Diego Rivera and with her own physical and psychological pain. The physical pain, of course, derives from a bus accident that she suffered when she was a young woman, and which dogged her throughout her life and eventually caused her death at a relatively young age.
Yeah.
And her relationship with Diego, this painting is one of her later portraits, not one of her earlier ones. So it's important to know that. But her relationship with Diego was, you know, very flamboyant, very much lived in the public eye. Both of them were of the artistic elite, avant-garde elite in Mexico. But I think it's really important to not just reduce the paintings to some kind of transparent reflection of her own personal pain, but to think about how she used that to consider other issues around, say, the role of women in Mexican society, the role of women in society altogether, but also her own quite complex relationship to, say, race and gender, to her own class position vis-a-vis the struggles of marginalized peoples in Mexico in the aftermath of the Mexican Revolution. All of these things are issues that she treated through her own self-representation.
And as you're describing, she, of course, did paint a lot about marginalized people, about colonialism, about communism. This painting is going to a museum in Argentina. We know the buyer was founder of the museum. The seller is anonymous, as far as we know. Is that a good place, you think, for this painting?
I think that's wonderful. I think it's really wonderful. I'm really glad that the painting will be staying in Latin America, probably at the Malba in Buenos Aires, because it will give us a chance to contextualize Kahlo's work more securely within the development of art in Latin America and the question of Latin America's relationship to a global politics. So I'm really happy with that.
Robin Greeley, professor of art history at the University of Connecticut. So great to have you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.